feeling the air around and inside the body, if you wish. The space inside and around the body, ground and air. And this warm presence of body. Letting the body free from our idea of it. And moving towards letting the body experience be free of our thinking patterns. Just the simple practice of noticing that an image in the mind of the body is an image. It's not a physical sensation. So we don't need to make the image be a problem. It's just clearly known as an image. And words in the mind about body can just be known as words. They're not the direct sensation of body. So feeling as if maybe we could tune into this a wider space where body is happening, one of the things happening in this space. And all the different aspects of body, hot and cold, heavy and light, etc. Something like the different elements of a forest, different kinds of trees, birds, insects, etc. And we could go somewhere quietly in the forest and be still. So even when there's lots of activity going all around and through the forest, and then we can let the mind be included in that metaphor, thinking and emotion and all kinds of reactions, just different kinds of creatures, birds and winds and rain or sun. Let the activity go on. And just feeling for where maybe it's already still, or where we feel drawn to rest still. So still that it could be as if some wild animals would start to behave naturally and come out, graze and chirp, talk, etc. We could get to know the experience of body in a different way. The experience unafraid of you. The body unafraid of your watching. not watching, just immerse in. And still giving a day or so at least, just to keep coming into this, to immerse in, to really get in, as if we would dissolve salt in the soup. We dissolve ourselves into our body experience, sound experience. And lightly, if it's helpful, when you notice that you're in a movie, rather than in the flow of body sensation or sound, sometimes it's helpful just so lightly to let ourselves just say movie, movie, or thinking, thinking, to help us practice realizing that we can feel the difference. And where there's that whip that says that it's wrong to be in the movie, we can just also notice that whip. Feel what it feels like. And then pour down back in to the still place in the forest. To the fact that you can actually feel your feet or your lower belly or your deep wish. That even while we're caught up, hearing is going on. Just because I wasn't paying attention doesn't mean that something else couldn't hear. So even when I'm busy, other layers of the same body-mind are hearing and feeling widely and freely. So we're just gradually rearranging our loyalty, our trust, from that little compartment of what I think I am, and getting more in touch with the wider flow of what we are, of what is happening. So resting back, softening into the ground, letting the feet have some air and space. As if the feet could take up a little more space. And then the legs just have a little more space. The hips, belly and back. Kind of unzipping the underarms, right along the arm to the hand, the upper back, shoulders, neck, head. And sometimes there could be a letting the head continue to be busy, not to worry about it. Let it buzz. We can give permission to relax, but also we can let it buzz, let that brain just buzz if it's buzzing. Unzipping the face, the throat and the chest. And so maybe sometimes the experience of body from the inside of it feels a bit bigger than our image of the body. And we can just let that be. And sometimes, lightly, we may also need to notice what is the mood inside. Sometimes we feel a bit choked with emotion. Or with some kind of energy that might be emotion. Or sometimes that's more in the background. But we could just lightly and simply notice that layer. And if we're sure that we know what the emotion is, maybe we could actually back off and be unsure. Rather than saying we feel small or insecure, we could give a more direct experiential word, like shaky. Or contraction. Just to help us get back in sync with the fact that we do know our own experience. And it is different from what we think is happening. So when there's a friction or irritation, it could just be hot. And we could just let it be there. A really hot spot in the forest. What happens when we let it happen, but know that that's not all that's happening? And most of all, keeping our kind of inner nose, the one that could sniff, could smell. Smelling for maybe a kind of quality of sweetness or breeziness, like a light movement of the air. That if I rest myself in the lower belly, is there a feeling of contact with aliveness? If I rest myself into the back, is there a feeling of discovery? Not engagement with what I expected, but actually, oh, that surprise. With a feeling of some kind of goodness, we can just simply say. Or in contact with the ground. Excuse me. Is it a little bit easier to kind of go quiet? Even if the thinking's going on up there, we're down here at the ground. Does it feel a bit more quiet or very quiet? Does the bottom drop out? And so it's allowed to be hard and a struggle, and it's also allowed to be incredibly sweet. And sometimes it's more of one, more of struggle, and sometimes it's more of sweet. Wordlessly good. And sometimes we can start to feel that wordlessly good even when there is struggle to keep. Now that I'm a little tiny bit more rested, I'm awake a bit more, finding a way of gathering in the lower belly or the ground or the breath. With the sounds or the deep wish or the feet or wherever you found. What's a way of allowing ourselves to gather there without using thinking to confirm that I'm there? So staying rested as if we're resting back on the ocean floor and kind of the sand at the bottom of the ocean pulls together into a tiny mound in the lower belly, rather than coming up to the surface. And it's a really different way of practicing, so not assuming it should just be easy. Knowing that it will take time and time again, losing track and coming back, experimenting, finding a way of gathering again, without disturbing the restfulness that may be there sometimes. A non-thinking best guess about where you would put your emphasis for your own practice, which could be sound or ground or feet, back, lower belly, breath, a combination of those, or the deep wish, or just a sense of aliveness, a sense of openness. And being aware that there would be a tendency that we would think something is better than something else. And that very division has blocked our contact with life. So we can just notice how it feels and come back into the life stream. The most advanced experience is in the most simple. The most simple is in the most advanced. There's nowhere to get away from what's important. It's everywhere. Are there any questions or anything to share? Okay, so I just want to say a couple things about the posture, especially lying down. Hopefully you've seen the photos on the board of different possible ways of sitting and lying. But sometimes it's important still to put emphasis, like I said the first night, if you're lying on your back, please put something under your knees. Maybe you want to have the heels higher than the knees, higher than the hips. Or maybe just the knees up. And if you're on your side, then probably something between your knees. It might be fine the first time or two, and then it won't be, and it'll be harder to rewind than to prevent, as with everything. If you're sitting, then the two main things that can be helpful is most people need to sit higher than they think they should. And so to construct something high enough that's also stable enough is a project. And then having the construction that you're sitting on be probably lower in the front than the back of the cushion, so the cushion at a slight angle. The second thing would be that if you're sitting cross-legged or kneeling, so kneeling usually way higher than you might think. But if you're sitting cross-legged or kneeling, then just attention to the knees, that they're really resting on the ground. And if they're not, then you bring the ground up by putting something under. And sometimes that ends up being sitting higher and having something higher under the knees here. Or maybe you're high enough that it's almost like it's a low chair. And maybe your knees are okay like that because your feet are really well grounded. Whether you're sitting or lying, where the hands and feet are can make a big difference in your meditation. So partly it's just to play with letting your body find the ground and then pausing and feeling where your hands and feet are, what they're touching, and feeling how good that feels, or where would the hands want to go. And there's a couple of positions I would suggest you try. Holding any of the fingers of either hand is such a small thing to do, and you don't have to pay for it. But each finger, just by holding that one finger, you're giving some more flow to 12,000 different functions in the system, one finger. So at the beginning of the meditation, you could just feel which finger would be held in or touched in any way. It doesn't have to be held. Just contact or close, not even physical contact. And sometimes that just makes all the difference in the world in whether the mind is quiet enough that you can feel what's not my programming. The inner knees can be really helpful. Sometimes, depending on how you're sitting, if you're sitting up, sometimes that's comfortable. Sometimes it's not. If you're lying on your side, it's sometimes you can reach with one hand both inner knees, even if you have a cushion between. Because it's not actually so much about the physical contact, but being close enough. So even if you have a cushion between your knees, so this could be a way. So if you can't see, you could sit or stand, but having one hand
on the lower inner knee, then there could be a cushion and a hand on the upper outer knee.
And if you're lying on your back like many people do, you could construct support so that you have a foot on the other inner knee. And that one place is called the prime mover in Jinshin Jutsu. It's a healing art from Japan. And so it helps everything. So it could be worth trying. Having the hands on the chest and belly comfortably, probably right hand up, but check for yourself. It might not be comfortable for that upper arm for the whole 45 minutes, so you might want to try it on your own in a rest time and see if it feels. So it's quite central rather than crossing to the sides. This can give some clarity both physically and mentally and otherwise, partly by helping the alarm system come down. So if you feel good with this position, you might find that just opening the angle of that upper arm a little bit, so not so tight, but and then having a cushion under the elbow, it could be comfortable enough for meditation for that long. And then one of my favorite positions, one of the ones that I do almost every day in my life for the last 22 years, is with, let's say, for example, the left hand on the right shoulder. And in this case, I would recommend more likely skin-to-skin contact only because it sticks better. It's just a practical thing. It could just be that sometimes people like to have their arms up. So then maybe your hand is close enough to the shoulder, that would be fine. Doesn't have to touch, but usually it would be just technically easier because it sticks skin to skin. And then if my left hand's on my right shoulder, my right hand's on my right hip, so both hands on the same side of the body. One hand crosses over, one hand stays on its side. And this again, it helps with so many things that there's no point in trying to list them, but rather you could try it and tell me if you want what you experience, or tell yourself. Same side of the body, so that, yeah. So the first recommendation is just feel where your hands and feet are. What are they doing? They're doing something. Often it would be helpful, like we just notice where the hands go. And even if the hands go there and it's almost in a worried way, if we would then just hold that and rest with that for the 45 minutes of a meditation, it can really help so many dimensions of our lives, but certainly in a meditation, it can help that the mind is more cooperative to allow us to find a different flow. Anything left that you would like to say or ask?
In this position you just showed us, can the right hand be somewhere else than on the hip and still get the benefit?
You would get something, probably beneficial, yeah. So it's worth experimenting where you would like to put your hand, the other hand. That's close enough to the hip for Jinshin. The only hesitation, it's one of the very few things that in Jinshin, if your fingers are that far over the top to get the top of the shoulder blade, then you would want to be for a while by the hip before you let the hand be free to go somewhere else. It's the only thing, caution like that I can think of in Jinshin. So you could either keep the hand more towards the top and not towards the shoulder blade, but having it on your thigh, upper thigh, is close enough to the hip. It is fine.
Can this be done lying down also?
Yes. Yeah. I do it lying down. And one way. Could be like this, with the elbow up.
And sometimes that's almost comfortable, but if you would put a cushion under the shoulder, it's more comfortable. And sometimes either way is not okay for the shoulder. So then we can feel what support could let that whole arm really hang down and rest and not be holding itself up. So sometimes it might need a cushion under the elbow on the body. And it's just, it's a project. It's worth giving the time and the care, worth bothering to actually find the way that the arm can actually let go of itself. So yeah, I do it lying down. And I just, if, in case you didn't see, I was combining the foot on the inner knee with the shoulder and the hip. So you can be creative. Anything more?
And that one can be both sides, or it's always the left.
Definitely either side is fine. So intuitively.
With the leg on the inner knee, so would you have your one cushion underneath that knee supporting,
mm-hmm.
and then
a bigger one.
A bigger one.
Yeah.
To lift it a little higher.
Yes, definitely. Maybe more than that also. You might need to roll your mattress up or something.
Uh-huh.
So when you get to start to really be creative,
yeah.
Like a child wouldn't hesitate to see everything as material for the game.
Yeah.
So if the game is the knee needs to be up,
mm-hmm.
why would I risk hurting my back if I have all of this mattress that I could just... And that's not quite right, so let me get it where it's quite right.
Yeah.
And as adults, we think, oh, that, you know, I should have already gotten it together last year. Did you, is that a question, Face, or?
No.
Okay. So, thank you very much.